Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Crossing vast stretches of Native American land in places like Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Arizona, Route 66 delivered a steady stream of mobile customers to enterprising Native merchants in its heyday. 100 years after it was first designated, the legacy of Route 66 continues. Ron Solomon is the owner of Solomon Business Development and Strategy, a board member for the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development, and he chairs the Laguna Community Foundation. He is from Laguna Pueblo, which is on the edge of Route 66, and says the major highway, along with the railroad, brought outsiders for the first time, requiring the Pueblo to reassess what it wanted to reveal to others.
Basically, one too many pictures taken of sacred things, that kind of openness kind of closed off for a great deal of time, both for the railroad passengers and then also for folks that are coming through on Route 66. So that became a cultural management kind of issue for our Pueblo. And so we have prohibitions against that, and they can be confiscated. Rightfully so, when you think about it, because no one should really be taking photos of any kind of sacred objects or ceremonies that we have.
Tourism pressure affected other tribes as well. University of New Mexico archaeology professor Troy Lavata says tribes all along Route 66 and other places with significant tourism traffic were forced to reconsider long-held assumptions as items like pottery that were mostly practical became valuable commodities.
And when you start doing that, you start thinking about what it means to sell your crafts and to kind of define your culture. You had some interesting examples, things like, do you make pottery for yourself or someone else? And what does it look like? And how do you do it? So that whole process is a pretty interesting cultural definition. When you think about what you are and who you are, you start thinking like, yeah, what do people want? And what do I want to show for myself? And how do I talk about it? One of them that's kind of interesting is a lot of places, some of the travelers really wanted to see traditional dances, traditional feast days. And there were discussions within different groups, different tribes and pueblos of, you know, do we become public and let people just show up? Or do we, you know, keep this for ourselves? And how do we work that process? And pretty early on, some of them decided, hey, we'll open it up. And some of them said, no, this is internal. And both of those are about defining your culture and kind of thinking about what you are.
In addition to affecting rural reservations, Route 66 transformed urban centers it passed through. Dalene Santillanes is the Marketing and Projects Coordinator for the City of Gallup Tourism Department and a board member of the New Mexico Route 66 Association. She is Diné and says Gallup's culture is a mix of what came before and after the highway was built. She says the influences from the nearby Navajo Nation and other Native communities balance out with the remnants of car culture from the Mother Road's glory days.
Gallup is much older than Route 66. Gallup is known as Nanajoje, and that is the bridge. It's where many Native cultures came to trade here. There's many historical things that happen throughout time here at Gallup, pre-existing Route 66. We're definitely having a lot of the Route 66 Americana culture embedded with Gallup, but we also have our own culture here in Gallup that is rooted in Native American culture that surrounds us. I feel very blessed to live in Gallup and be right on the route. And we have about 13 miles of Route 66. And when you hit downtown, we have what is called the East and West Y. So the East and West Y is where our Route 66 actually turns into two streets, and we are able to celebrate Route 66 both on historic Route 66 and Cole Avenue.
Route 66 was decommissioned in the mid-1980s, but it continues to feed the romance of the carefree American road trip. Each state along the original Route 66 line is organizing events, celebrations, and even souvenirs to commemorate the road's 100 years in existence. You can hear the full interviews with our guests by going to NativeAmericaCalling.com. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.